真实的话。
We hope others will tell us the truth.
啊，别人也希望我们对他是讲真实的话。
And others also wish that we tell them all the truth.
啊，拜神这件事情啊，是一件啊非常神圣严肃的事情。
And worshiping is something that's very serious and solemn.
啊，那应该是只要想要拜神啊，都是一个真正拜神的人。
And as long as one wish to worship, then he should be the true worshipper.
啊，尤其我们真耶稣教会的信徒啊，我们更是努力的在追求成为一个真正拜神的人。
And especially us, the members of True Jesus Church, we need to pursue after being a true worshipper.
啊，但是事实上啊，这个是知识上我们有这样的认为啊，但是不小心的话啊，我们其实没有达到神的要求。
But even though we consciously know this, but if we are not careful, it is very hard for us to live up to God's expectation.
啊，所以约翰福音第四章啊，主耶稣说到天父他在寻找那个真正拜神的人。
So in John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus Christ said that the Heavenly Father is looking for the true worshippers.
啊，那是约翰福音第四章，是我们常常去查考、常常提起的。一张圣经节。
And John chapter 4 is a Bible chapter that we often mention and very familiar with.
好，我们可以看到主耶稣的怜悯。
We can see the Jesus Christ's mercy.
啊，主耶稣主动的来就近这位撒玛利亚的妇女。
He took the initiative to save the Samaritan woman.
啊，我们看到主耶稣他这种个人谈道的技巧。
And we also can see Jesus' personal skills in personal evangelism.
啊，我们看到主耶稣他愿意来帮助、来接纳这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
And Jesus Christ was willing to accept the Samaritan woman.
我们也看到这位撒玛利亚的妇人啊，她领受了恩典之后，她是那么的勇敢的。回到村子里头去向大家做见证。
We can also see in this chapter how the Samaritan woman, after she heard what Jesus said, was courageously went back to her village and tell everyone about it, and testified for Christ.
在主耶稣跟这位撒玛利亚的妇人的对话里头，也谈到拜神的事情。
And in their conversation, they also mentioned about this topic of worshiping.
这位妇女她实在是需要神。
This woman really needed God.
啊，但是在她的拜神的生活里头，她好像没有感觉到她有得到神的帮助。
But in her life of worship, she didn't feel that she accepted any help from God.
所以她在怀疑着是不是她应该换一下她的信仰。
So she was hesitating and thinking whether she should change her faith.
所以当她认定主耶稣是先知的时候，她就问主耶稣这个问题。
So when she recognized Jesus Christ as a priest, as a prophet, she asked Jesus Christ this.
她说，我经常在我们祖宗告诉我们拜神的地方拜神，但是犹太人说拜神要在耶路撒冷。
And she said, I have worshipped according to what my ancestors told me, but the you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
啊，但是我又是一个撒玛利亚人，所以我不可能在进入犹太人的族群里头来拜神。
And she said, but I am also a Samaritan. It is impossible for me to walk into the land of the Jews and worship.
啊，他真的想要真正的来认识神。
She truly wanted to know God.
他真的想要成为一个真正的敬拜神的人。
She wanted to be a true worshipper.
啊，所以主耶稣就给他答案。
So the Lord Jesus Christ gave her an answer.
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章二十三节。
John chapter 4 verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
在这里说，天父真神他在找那个真正拜神的人。
Here it mentioned the Heavenly Father is seeking for the true worshippers.
啊，主耶稣又说，时候将到，现在就是了。
And Jesus also mentioned a time is coming and has now come.
在约翰福音里头也，主耶稣常常提到这个时候还没有到。
In the book of John, the Lord Jesus Christ often mentioned the time has not yet come.
啊，但是在这里主耶稣说，如今就是了。
But yet here Jesus mentioned the time has now come.
哦，就是人能够成为天父在找寻的那一种真正拜神的人。
That is the time for us to become these true worshippers that the Father was seeking.
啊，因为主耶稣已经降生了。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has come in flesh.
啊，因为主耶稣要打开这一条又新又活的道路。
And he is going to open this door, this living way.
啊，不但让人能够得救，而且让人能够成为真正拜神的人。
Not only for us to be saved, but also for us to be the true worshippers.
哦，所以主耶稣说，让真正拜神的人是在真理和圣灵里头拜神。
And the Lord Jesus Christ also mentioned the true worshippers will worship in spirit and truth.
哦，所以在主耶稣里头才有真理，才有圣灵。
And only in when we worship in the Lord Jesus Christ that we will have the spirit and the truth.
哦，所以主耶稣才会说现在就是了，如今时候已经到了。
That is why the Lord was saying that the time has now come.
也就是说没有主耶稣我们不可能成为一个真正拜神的人。
That is to say that we are, without the Lord Jesus Christ it is impossible for us to become someone who is a true worshipper.
啊，因为没有主耶稣就没有真理，就没有圣灵。
Because without the Lord Jesus Christ then there is no Holy Spirit and there is no truth.
啊，感谢神，我们在这里有真理，有圣灵。
And thank God, here we have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the truth.
啊，但是我们知道，信仰是一条继续不断的一个过程。
But we know that our faith is a journey.
哦，所以它不是只停留在我们接受洗礼，我们领受圣灵。
It doesn't stop at the time when we were baptized or when we received the Holy Spirit.
哦，我们。在主耶稣基督里头，我们成为一个真正拜神的人。
And in Lord Jesus Christ, we became the true worshipper.
啊，那我们要继续的保守在这个主耶稣里头。
But we must keep ourselves in Christ.
啊，所以我们就要仔细的来想想看，什么才是真正的在主耶稣里头。
And so we need to think in detail what does it mean to be in Christ.
哦，怎样的信仰生活才是在主耶稣基督里头？
What kind of spiritual life do we need to have so that we can live in Christ?
我们请看启示录十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11.
启示录十一章第一节。
Revelation 11 verse 1.
第一节有一根苇子是给我当作量度的杖，且有话说起来，将神的殿和祭坛，并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。
I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and was told, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count the worshippers there."
第二节
，verse two，
只是殿外的院子要留下不用量，因为这是给了外邦人的。他们要践踏圣城四十二个月。
But exclude the other court, do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months.
啊，在这里让我们来看到说啊，第一节这里提到说，这个有一根苇子给约翰做量度的杖。
Here it says that verse one, John was given a reed like a measuring rod.
那这里讲到神的殿啊，其实它啊不是指着圣殿，是指着至圣所。
And here it mentioned temple of God. It doesn't refer to a physical temple, but it refers to the holy of the holiest.
哦，那个用字啊是圣所啊，是至圣所。
That words that were used here meant the holy of the holiest.
那这里的祭坛呢，不是这个 献牲畜的那个祭坛是烧香的那个香坛。
And the altar here refers to the altars where they burn incense.
哦，那这个至圣所呢？我们知道是在最里头的。
We know the Holy of the Holiest was located at the center of the temple.
哦，那这里说，在这里的，在至圣所里头的人啊，才被量。
And here it mentioned that only those that are inside this place will be measured.
哦，那在至圣所以外的，这里说就不用量了。
And those outside of the Holy of Holiest, he does not need to count them.
哦，所以今天我们追求成为一个真正拜神的人。
And for today, when we were seeking to be the true worshipper,
哦，意思就是我们要追求在至圣所里头来敬拜神，来服事。
But it means that we need to pursue after being in the Holy of the Holiest to serve God there.
哦，这个香坛在启示录里头有提到，就是圣徒的祷告。
And the altar here, it mentioned in the book of Revelation, it's the prayer of the believers.
哦，所以在至圣所里头要过着祷告的生活。
Therefore, when we are in the Holy of the Holiest, we live a life of prayer.
哦，那这是一种怎样的一种敬拜以及生活呢？
So what kind of life and what kind of worship is this?
我们再请看启示录十五章。
Let us turn to Revelation 15.
启示录十五章第二节。
Revelation 15, verse 2.
第二节，我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火缠杂，又看见那些圣的兽和兽的像，并他名字的数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴。
And I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name, they held harps given them by God.
第三节，唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说：主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉奇哉，万世之王啊，你的道途易哉成哉。
Verse 3, and sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages.
在第二节提到说那个玻璃海。
Verse 2 mentioned the sea of glass.
啊，这个是非常清澈的、宁静的、和平的。
It's very peaceful, very tranquil, and very stable.
啊，但是呢，这其中有火缠杂。
But yet it mixed with fire.
啊，火常常也指着受苦或者是考验。
And fire often refer to suffering or tribulations.
这里说那些得胜的人呢，都站在这个玻璃海上。
It says there are those who had been victorious standing on top of the sea.
啊，虽然在这个生活当中或者外在上来看啊，是有一些考验受苦的事情。
Though outwardly, speaking, it seems like they are living in suffering and also they were in the middle of trials.
啊，但是他们的心境好像是在玻璃海上。
But the state of their heart is like on top of the sea of glass.
哦，所以第三节说唱着摩西的歌啊，就是得胜的歌。
And therefore it says here they were singing the song of Moses.
哦，一个真正拜神的人就是过着这样的生活。
One who truly worship God, the true worshipper, should live a life like this.
哦，或许为了信仰会有一些的啊，会有一些的考验啊，甚至这个啊，像使徒时代的那种迫害的事情。
And for the sake of his faith, he might live a life full of trials or maybe even persecution, just like the apostles.
那我们实在看到这些使徒给我们留下这样的榜样。
But yet we can see that the apostles have left us their examples.
哦，他们就是在至圣所里头拜神。
They worship God in the Holy of the Holiest.
哦，他们就是站在这个玻璃海，其中有火缠杂的上面。
And so they were standing beside the sea of glass mixed with fire.
哦，所以我们常常说，这些使徒他们的 生活里头充满着平安跟喜乐。
So we can often say that the apostles or the disciples, they live a life that is full of joy and peace.
那从圣经的记载，我们也实在看到，他们也经历了那个火的试炼。
But yet from the Bible, we also know that they also went through the trials of fire.
哦，那为什么他们能够这样子？
And why is that they were able to stand?
我们请看诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73. Psalm 73:17. Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny.
在圣所里头是有真理的地方。
In the sanctuary, there is truth.
真的能够明白啊，明白真理。
And when we are there, we can truly understand the truth.
所以就有那个智慧来看透许许多多的事情。
So we'll have the wisdom to go through things.
所以能够知道什么是真正的宝贵。
Then we can understand what is most precious.
所以能够保守在至圣所里头来拜神，来侍奉神。
So we need to keep ourselves to worship inside the Holy of the Holiest and to serve Him.
七十三篇二十六节。
Psalm 73, verse 26.
我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
那种内心的平安，内心的力量是无限的。
The peace and the strength that come from the heart is unlimited.
因为神是我们的福分。
Because God is our portion.
我们再请看罗马书第八章。
Let's also turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 18.
十八节，我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
保罗是一个在至圣所里头来敬拜神的人。
Paul is one true worshipper who worship in the Holy of the Holiest.
但是他也很坦白地说，我现在是有苦楚的。
But he also very honestly tell us that he has also his sufferings.
但是他却能够很坚强地仍然过着一个祷告的生活。
But he was very strong, and he lived a life of prayer.
因为在至圣所里头，他明白了真理。
Because in the sanctuary of God, he understood the truth.
他明白那个将来要显于我们的荣耀是好的无比的。
He understood that the glory that will come is the greatest thing. Nothing can be compared to it.
所以能够在这个掺杂火的玻璃海上面。来唱着得胜的诗歌。
Therefore, he was able to stand beside the sea of glass that is mixed with fire and sang the song of victory.
所以今天我们蒙主耶稣的拣选，我们已经在真理跟圣灵里头拜神。
And today, through the chosen of God, the choosing of God, and also through the Holy Spirit, we were able to worship God in the spirit and the truth.
那我们进一步，我们需要去努力的，就是保守在这个至圣所里头来拜神。
And one more, the things that we need to do further is to keep ourselves in the Holy of the Holiest to worship Him there.
那当然，至圣所它就是一个圣洁的地方。
And of course, the Holy of the Holiest is a holy place.
在大祭司要进至圣所之前。他要先为自己来赎罪。
The high priest, before he stepped into the holy hope, the holiest, he need to atone for his own sin first.
所以不是说我们要在至圣所里头，我们就在至圣所里头。
So it doesn't mean that just because we wanted to be in there, we can be in there.
而是很实际的，我们在追求过着一个圣洁的生活。
But in practical way, we should pursue after a holy life, a godly life.
我们是很实在的，照着主耶稣所做的来做。
And we need to do whatever the Lord Jesus Christ commanded us to do.
请看约翰一书第二章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章第六节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 6.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
一个在至圣所里头的人，他就是一个在主耶稣里头的人。
So whoever is in the Holy of the Holiest, he is the one who live in him, in Christ.
约翰告诉我们说，我们自己就要照着主所行的去行。
And here, John said that we must walk as Jesus did.
主耶稣将自己当成这个活祭来献上。
And the Lord Jesus Christ have given himself as a living sacrifice.
主耶稣为我们在十字架来牺牲。
And he had given up his life to be crucified on a cross for us.
所以保罗也说到说，我们要将我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
So Paul also encouraged us to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
彼得告诉我们说，我们献属灵的这个活祭。
And Peter also told us that we need to offer the spiritual sacrifice.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石是变被建造成为灵宫，作为圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also like living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
彼得说，我们献上灵祭。
Here Peter encourages us to offer spiritual sacrifices.
这不但是指着很多的教会里头的侍奉，这更是指着我们自己。
It does not only refer to the many holy works in church, but this also refers to ourselves.
就是保罗所说的将身体献上，当作活祭。
That is what Paul mentioned previously, that we need to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
那我们看到，其实我们就是那个至圣所里头的一部分。
And so we can see that we are actually a part of the Holy of Holiest.
我们请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you?
在旧约时代，那个至圣所就是神所临在的地方。
In the time of the Old Testament, the Holy of the Holiest is where God will reside.
是大祭司为百姓来赎罪、祈求恩典的地方。
It is where the high priest will make offerings to atone for the sins of the people.
那今天我们每一个人就要成为神所临在的地方。
And today, every one of us will become the dwelling place of God.
我们在至圣所里头侍奉，而我们本身又是至圣所里头的一部分。
We worship inside the Holy of the Holiest, and we ourselves is the part of that place.
我们请再看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?
20 节，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
You are not your own. Verse 20. You were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your body.
我们每一个人都要成为至圣所的一部分。
So every one of us will become the part of this temple.
这里讲到十九节讲到说我们已经不是自己的人。
Verse 19 mentioned that we are not our own.
我们是属于主耶稣的。
We belong to Lord Jesus Christ.
所以启示录十一章那边，我们不是，我们是，如果是在至圣所里头，我们是得着保护的。
So, in the Revelation chapter 11 mentioned that we are in the Holy of the Holiest, then we receive protection.
如果是在至圣所以外的，那个是会被践踏的。
Because those that are outside of the temple will be trampled.
这个所谓得到保护，就是能够坚持信仰。
And what it means that we are protected, that is that we will able to keep our faith.
那为什么能够坚持信仰呢？
And why is it that we are able to keep our faith?
就像保罗那样子，他已经认识真理，他已经对将来的赏赐是很肯定的，很有把握的。
Just like Paul, we need to understand the truth, and also we need to have assurance of our future, of what we will receive in the future.
所以无论环境是怎么的在改变啊，环境是怎么的复杂，却仍然过着在至圣所里头来敬拜的生活。
So no matter how our surrounding changes, we still will keep our faith and live in the Holy of the Holiest, live inside this temple.
所以在这末世啊，我们要常常问我们自己，我们到底在哪里拜神？
So in these end days, we need to ask ourselves, where do we worship?
我们是不是在至圣所里头？
Are we inside the Holy of the Holiest?
如果不是在至圣所里头，那么我们是会被践踏的。
If we are not inside, then we will be trampled.
我们是没有办法坚持我们的信仰的。
We will not be able to keep our faith.
所以这是一个很实际的一件事情。
So this is a very practical thing.
所以我们要努力的追求成为一个过着一个圣洁的生活，我们才能够在至圣所里头。
So we need to pursue after a life of holiness so that we can keep ourselves inside the Holy of Holiest.
那我们来看看那什么是过着圣洁的生活。
So let us look at what does it mean by living a life of holiness.
是不是说我们一个圣洁的人，我们就好像失去了那个没有那个犯罪的意念或者犯罪的能力。
Does it mean that we will lose all this desire to sin or wanted to sin?
是的，神的恩典有时候真的让人比如说烟瘾、毒瘾这种欲望能够拿掉。
It's true that by the Spirit of God, sometimes we can take away our desire, for example, to smoke or to take drugs.
但是事实上我们是很真实的活在这个很实在的生活里头。
But in reality, we still have to live our life in this world.
不是我们没有犯罪的，已经失去了犯罪的能力，而是我们能够不犯罪。
It does not mean that we lost that desire to sin, but yet we are able not to sin.
不是说我们没有试探。
And it doesn't mean that we will not encounter temptation.
而是我们能够不进入试探，我们能够胜过试探。
But what it means that we will not walk into temptation and we can overcome it.
我们能够说约瑟他是一个过着圣洁生活的人。
We can say Joseph is a one who led a life of holiness.
那约瑟就很足以来讲到我们刚才所说的这件事情。
And Joseph have talked about things that we mentioned previously.
他不是没有那种犯罪的。
It's not that he doesn't have the ability to sin.
不是说约瑟他不会遇到试探。
It's not that he never encountered any temptation.
而是约瑟他能够不犯罪，他能够胜过试探。
But Joseph was able not to sin, and he was able to overcome all his temptations.
所以约瑟说，我怎么能够犯这个大恶来得罪神呢？
So Joseph once said, how can I do this and sin greatly against God?
过着圣洁的生活，也不等于说我们的判断总是不会错误。
And to live a life of holiness, that's not mean we will never make a mistake in our decision.
我们努力过着圣洁的生活，是我们真的很诚实的、很努力的 要来追求来追随着那个更高的智慧。
And to live a life of holiness means that we put our effort and we were striving to live a life that is pursuing after something that is greater.
从错误的当中我们来反省，我们来改正自己，我们来追随那个真理。
We pursue after the wisdom from above, and from the things that happened, we continuously improve ourselves and adjust ourselves, and we pursue after the truth.
所有这些模范的古圣徒，他们都是真正拜神的人。
All the exemplary believers in the past, they are all the true worshippers.
他们都是在至圣所里头来敬拜。
They all worship inside the Holy of Holies.
我们请看一下约伯记四十二章。
Let's turn to Job 42.
约伯记四十二章第四节。
Job 42, verse 4.
约伯说：“求你听我，我要说话。我问你，求你指示我。”
Job said, "Listen now, and
第四节。
You said, "Listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me."
在经过约伯跟神的这个对话之后
，And after a conversation that Job has had with God，
这个神问了约伯很多的问题。
God asked Job a lot of questions。
那约伯他越来越明白，他过去所想的，他的判断是错误的。
And Job have gradually realized that his thoughts in the past and his decisions.Were all wrong.
所以在这里他很诚实地说，求你指示我。
So here he sincerely asked God to reveal to him.
第五节。
First five.
我从前光闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
我愿意追随那个更高的智慧。
He was willing to pursue after the wisdom that a greater wisdom.
好，我要进到能够亲眼看见你。
He want to draw closer to God so that his eyes can see God.
那约伯也在这里啊，他啊，这个承认自己的错误。
And also, Job here confessed his sins.
第六节
Verse 6.
因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
这就是过着圣洁的生活。
And this is living a life of holiness.
不怕我们有错误。
We should not be afraid of making mistakes.
只怕我们没有那诚实的心来追随着真理。
We should be worried about not having a sincere heart to pursue after the truth.
什么是过着圣洁的生活？
What does it mean to live a life of holiness?
并不是等于说我们就没有肉体上的这些疾病或者病痛。
It does not mean that we will not get physically ill or experience pain.
而是我们能够来超越了肉体的这些不方便以及病痛。
But instead, we should surpass all this physical pain and physical sufferings and illness that we suffer.
就像保罗，他是一个真正拜神的人。
Paul was a true worshipper.
他是在至圣所里头来拜神。
He worshipped God in the Holy of Holies.
但是保罗他说他身上有一根刺。
But Paul said that he had thorns inside his flesh.
据大部分的人的推测，这可能是他身体上的一个疾病。
A lot of people assume that this is a disease that he has.
保罗并没有免于肉体上的疾病。
And so Paul was not spared of having illnesses or pain.
但是在他的生活里头，他能够超越了这个身体上的疾病。
But in his life, he was able to overcome all these illnesses and pain.
所以他说主的恩典够我用。
Therefore, he said, God's grace is sufficient for him.
当我们能够常常来感受到、体会到神的恩典够我用。
And when we often realize that, often experience that God's grace is sufficient for us.
那我们就能够站在这个掺杂的火的这个玻璃海上面。
Then we will be able to stand on top of a sea of glass that is mixed with fire.
啊，或许有肉体疾病的这种煎熬，但是呢，我们的心却是非常的宁静的。
Maybe we experience the pain of physical illnesses, but yet, in our heart, we are very peaceful.
一个过着圣洁生活的人，也并不等于在他的生活当中就没有所谓的矛盾。
And one that lives in life of holiness does not mean that his life is free from things that are contradictories.
一个过着圣洁生活的人，也不等于他的生活里头就没有所谓人与人之间的冲突。
And one that lives a life of holiness does not mean he will not have conflicts with one another.
但如果这个人是在至圣所里头，
But if this person lives worship inside the Holy of the Holiest,
他却是能够超越这种这个冲突的事实。
He will be able to overcome this reality of having conflicts.
我们请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章六十节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 60.
六十节又跪下大声喊着说主啊不要将这罪归于他们说了这话就睡了扫罗也喜悦他被害
60 then he fell on his knees and cried out Lord do not hold this sin against them when he had said this he fell asleep and Saul was there giving approval to his death
这是在描写斯提凡他人生的最后那一刹那
This described the last moment of Stephen
因为他属灵的智慧啊，所以那些敌对他的人没有办法在言语上在道理上来胜过他
because of his wisdom and his spiritual knowledge there's no one that could win against him when they argue with him in words
那也因为这样子这一些人就这样子很大很深的跟斯提凡来产生冲突
Because of this, they were in great disagreement and in great conflict with Stephen.
这种冲突又牵扯到他们的这个拜神以及他们的信仰以及他们的传统
And all these conflicts also includes their worship, their customs, and the traditions, and also the way they worship.
所以酝酿出这个甚至有生命危险的这一种。矛盾跟冲突
and so they have these conflicts and these contradictions that had even involved the matter of life and death
在冲突的当中一定有人受伤害
and in conflicts sometimes someone will get hurt
在冲突的当中有伤害就会有埋怨就会有怨恨
and in conflicts when someone was hurt then there will be complaint and there will be hatred
什么叫做过着圣洁的生活
What does it mean to live a life of holiness?
就是能够超越了这些伤害这些怨恨
That we can surpass all this hurt and all this hatred
所以这个斯提凡他是一个能够坚持信仰的人
So Stephen here is someone who can hold on to his faith
因为他已经超越了这种人与人之间的冲突以及怨恨
Because he surpasses all the conflicts between men, and he also surpasses his feeling of hatred.
他甚至说不要将这个罪归到他们。
He even pray and say not to hold this sin against them.
约瑟也是一个很好的例子。
Joseph was also a great example.
他也是超越了人与人之间的这种冲突。
He also surpasses interpersonal conflicts.
他能够很真实的来赦免他的哥哥们。
And he was able to forgive all his brothers.
所以我们能够很肯定的说，约瑟他是一个真正拜神的人。
So we can say with confidence that Joseph indeed is a true worshipper.
什么是过着圣洁的生活
？What does it mean to live a life of holiness？
过着圣洁的生活的人，他就是常常知道说信仰他不会停在某一点，信仰是一直的往前进。
And a person who lives a life of holiness knows that faith is not just living in the moment, but he will always continue to walk forward.
我们请看《腓立比书》第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter
3. 腓立比书三章十三节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Verse 13, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead.
十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
14, I press on towards the goal to win the prize of which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
保罗在信仰的过程当中，他不是在某一个点他就停下来了。
Paul did not stop anywhere at his journey of faith.
他说他是忘记背后，努力面前的。
He said he was the one who forget what is behind and he's straining towards what is ahead.
信仰的道路是一条继续往前进的道路。
And a path of faith is something that we should move forward.
没有进步，在信仰上来讲就是退步。
If we do not improve in terms of our faith, that means we are backsliding.
为了要让我们继续的在至圣所里头来敬拜神，我们在信仰上要不断的往前进。
For us to be able to keep ourselves to worship inside the Holy of Holies, we need to strain towards what is ahead.
以上所提的这些，或许跟我们平常在想的所谓的圣洁，好像没有什么关系。
And what I mentioned above might not seem to have relationship with what we normally consider as holiness.
其实这样的生活，它自然的就是一种圣洁的生活。
But if we live our life that way, then very naturally we'll live a life of holiness.
主耶稣他是圣洁的。
The Lord Jesus Christ is holy.
我们照着主耶稣所行的，就是圣洁。
If we walk as Jesus did, then we will be also become holy.
刚才所提的这些，也正是主耶稣在世的时候所留给我们的榜样。
And all that I mentioned previously was an example that Jesus left for us.
圣洁的神对我们的要求绝对不会少于圣洁。
And a holy God will not expect us to do less than those.
最后总结就是，在至圣所里头的敬拜就是过着为主而活的生活。
And in conclusion, to worship inside the Holy of the Holiest, is to live a life of holiness.
为主而活的生活。
And to live a life for Christ.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十五节。
Verse 15. And he died for all, and those who live should no longer live for themselves.But for him who died for them and was raised again.
这里说主耶稣他为我们死，为我们活，所以我们要为主而活。
And said here he died for all, and so do we should live for him.
这样子就是在至圣所里头拜神。
And when we do this way, then we were worshiping him inside the Holy of Holies.
这是天父在寻找的拜神的人。
And we become.A true worshipper that the Father is seeking.
我们唱诗103首。
Let us sing Him 103.